Get going, it's 2 o'clock. 2:01, we can go. Okay, so everybody has their agenda, so we'll call the meeting to order and I'm gonna tell everybody that it's being recorded.
Do we have copies of the agenda to hand out?
Oh, I don't know, are there any copies of the agenda, Laura, or?
I did make copies of the agenda.
Okay.
Take minutes, yeah.
Okay.
This is the agenda. This is the May 22nd meeting, if you didn't.
I saw that you.
And we've got to do the April 3rd minutes, right? Or did we do that on the 22nd? We didn't do that.
No, we didn't do anything, so she sent out both minutes.
Right, so we both do both today, I think.
Yeah, approved to that.
I've got it.
Thank you.
And I got the.
Thank you very much.
Watch the cord, Kevin.
Yeah, I know.
Everything's like lit on the side of the hall, so it's weird.
I know, it's like we can't see the parking lot. The air conditioners.
They're good.
Oh, you're leaving, okay.
Thank you.
I got it.
Thanks, Nick.
I know the stop button.
Bless you, man, have a great day, buddy.
Okay, so they were sent out both sets of minutes. The only thing I would, well, let's go through the April 3rd first. Just that, everybody good with April 3rd minutes?
I don't have an April 3rd copy.
I mean, I do, if you want to see it, no?
I read it.
Okay. So we need a motion to approve April 3rd.
Motion to approve minutes, April 3rd.
I'll second it.
Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? Nope. Okay, April 3rd's done. Now on May 22nd, the only thing I see, well, on my copy, the top says agenda instead of minutes. Does your top say something else? It just says agenda instead of minutes. Okay.
On the one that's just popped.
The one I just passed out.
Oh, okay, doesn't have it. Okay. The one I printed did. That's the only thing I see on that one. Does anybody see anything that needs to be changed in the special meeting? From May 22nd?
Now, motion to approve May 22nd as revised.
Okay, all in favor? Okay, that part's done. Okay, let's go to approval of final edits of annual report. And I want something on the record real quick, just after that special meeting. I didn't say anything and I should have, and I went back and listened and I should have said something. I just want to tell you guys that we work really hard and I appreciate everything everyone does. And I didn't think it was proper for a board member to say they were just here to criticize us. I thought that was a little much. And I just want you all to know that I did not think that was very respectful.
Who was it that said that?
Well, I'm not going to say any names, but it wasn't this one.
Okay,
another,
so it
was
Mary Foreman.
Okay, yes.
Well, yes, don't they say transparency on
the
homepage?
Okay, it was, but I was just trying to be,
you know, I mean.
I know, it was, and I just didn't think that we needed to be criticized in any way.
Well,
I think I'm proud of what we do.
We can disagree agreeably, but we can't be negative. So it needs to be said in a better manner.
So do you want to say it then?
I just want to say that if you say something, you know,
right.
You know,
I
mean, you got to be accountable for what you say
and
do.
I get it. Okay. I just wanted you guys to know that I felt bad about that when I heard that, and I should have said it at the time, and I didn't. But I don't agree with that, and I don't think we need to be criticized. So that was that soapbox. Now we need to go over and make the final edits and get this report banged out and gone this afternoon, if we can. And has anybody read over the latest draft?
So that a draft was sent by Laura Cox, but there were emails since in the past few days.
Yes.
So I have updated the date that the committee received the data to as August 2nd. And I don't know, so an email was sent September 13th, which was the date quoted in the report, and the title of that email is Latest and Greatest. So I wrongfully assumed that the data had been updated as well, since the day of the AFR was August 25th. So I thought that contained updated information to reflect what was in the AFR. So if you open both your documents that were sent, those Excel files, they both contain the same data.
Same money amount.
So my question on that is that the STEAM totals in those Excel reports is $6,551,175.86. And that is the total on both of those Excel sheets. However, the data we received from the district in Schedule A has, I believe that's on page 4 now, because we moved the schedules into the body. Has a STEAM actual total for 2022-23 of $6,604,741. So now my question is, we have a difference of almost $54,000 from the data that we were given to the amount that's reported in Schedule A and is also the amount reported on the website.
Yeah,
I know that we need to bang this out today, but
yeah.
Now we're short.
Ryan, if you're listening, if you can chime in, it may be the difference between budgeted and actual, but let's see
the
what
budget is over $7 million.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ryan.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. I got to look into it. I don't have that in front of me right now, so I'll let you know what I'm able to find comparatively between the two data sets.
Okay, yeah. So the reported data in the chart is 6604741, and that's what's in on the website as well for actual spending. But the data that we received only total 6551175.86.
I can definitely say that the data on the website and in Schedule A is the accurate data.
So
was that an adjust? I mean, so we received data on August 2nd. So were there transactions added to the STEAM after August 2nd?
That's what I'm going to have to look at.
Yeah, so the number on the website for actual STEAM for 22-23 on here it has it as 7-1.
That's the budget.
That's the budget.
No, the actual collected. Oh, this is the
collected. Yeah, revenues. You
this
have to go to the third one. Yes, because I had originally printed out what you're looking at. The 7-1-1-1 is the actual millage funds collected.
So you have to
It could also have to do with how these reports are generated. I know at the beginning of this year and at the end of last year, there was the whole 8-2 report was done in the meeting based off of how the data was requested. So it is possible that there were things that were dropped off of that query that we ran to get that data. But like I said, I'm going to have to look into it and see what was left off.
So, Ryan, what number for now, while you're looking, should the committee run with?
Like I said, it's definitely Schedule A and what is on the website.
Okay.
Does
so
that
then
sense?
We need
right,
a disclaimer you, then that we didn't see $50,000-something.
You know, so I don't know if we want to include in there with the date of the data that we received STEAM transactions totaling 6551 that the committee reviewed.
The first amount we received was less.
Yes.
Correct.
Right.
And then the amount that came out on September 13th is also that same lesser figure. So we have not
received
seen about $54,000 of transactions to state that, you know, we looked at the entire six figure.
And is it because on the top it says the 8-1-23 year end not complete? So we never got the completed year end spreadsheet?
Let's see, maybe the board material. Because the board would have voted on it, right, Ryan? On whenever that closing was.
The 25th?
Well, that's the report.
Well, I'm reading from an email from Ms. Sellers, and I see the 25th. But when She does say none of the fiscal year-end closings affected STEAM data for their review. But it does kind of affect.
So we think that was a 2020.
I truly believe it is based off of the report that was run for your, you know, your quarter one, quarter two, quarter three reports that you get. Those are a different report than what is an expense revenue report, essentially. Those are a specific report based off of the criteria that you guys wanted to have included, like the justification. So it may be that that report was missing. Something wasn't getting picked up by it.
Okay, and the report that we're referencing is the one that was the entire year. I know that we've received the quarters for 2023, 2024.
But not that.
But 2022 was that entire annual.
Right, and that report for that annual was the one that we went over in the meeting about which information you wanted included, and it had to include, like, the supplier information and things like that. So it was a different report than the expense revenue, which is what we run to encompass everything. So it was based off of what the request was at the time for how the data was to be presented.
So we should be requesting the expense revenue report from you by quarter?
I mean, I think we've gotten better at tying the two together since then, but I mean,
can you regenerate that report annually now to see what the total comes up as?
That's what Schedule A is. That's what the website uses, is the expense revenue report. That's the data in Schedule A.
Right. Can that be run and sent to the committee?
Yeah, I have that data prepared. I could send it to Laura right now. Like, I have the data to back Schedule A and Schedule B. I can send that over if you'd like.
Right, that would be helpful, because what we have doesn't match the schedule, so that's concerning for the report, that the data doesn't match the schedule. So the data that we analyzed isn't the full picture of the expenditures for the year.
And it's only, what, 8%, 12%? Of the millage?
Right, of that 12% piece.
Is that our biggest correction? I mean, that we're worried about what we're doing?
Yeah, I know that there was,
on, or is
well, there was talk about how to present the retention. Right now, they're in there as supplied. And
what
then page 7. And then on the top of page 8 is the teacher separations, but we don't have any comments on the data. Again, as we improved spacing or whichever,
mm-hmm.
that should be in your general. I know there was discussion on the retention.
Right.
This is how it was presented.
Yeah, I think, right, Mrs. Foreman wanted.
Which is not.
I think we talked, well, you all talked about that, changing that wording a little bit on that chart to reflect. It's not necessarily the number of retained.
Oh, we were going to try to put, there was a word.
Right, but then we were saying the quote of the...
you wanted in a bottom
of the referendum. Fortunately, the charter, that's how it's worded, is to recruit and retain teachers and looking at the retention. So we either need a different graph or... You know, something that, like you said, if you just want it to be an asterisk that says the number represents filled positions at the first day of the school year. That is, that was our understanding, that these represent.
Yeah, because we can't, there's a box in there that says we lost 418 teachers.
Right.
Right? And then the box above it says 99.57 of teachers remain, right?
Yeah.
So the difference is 2,289 teachers started on August 10th, and then throughout the 22-23 school year, we lost 418 teachers. And that chart describes how we lost them. So I don't know how we describe that,
right,
how you all describe that, but that's what the difference is in those two charts. And I think that's why Mrs. Foreman was like, it's not really that title of number retained teachers. I think she was just trying
positions,
to play with those
words. Were we going to say positions?
No, because there's all staff, and then there's teachers.
Oh.
There's two different tables. This is teacher separation. But we want to just put the disclaimer under the teacher separation saying the chart above represents separations throughout the school year, where the chart above represents teachers reporting for work on the first day of the school year?
Yeah.
Well, like how I would describe it to somebody who, I guess we're all looking at this the same way, but so the way that 99.57% means is that out of the teacher positions, right, on the first day of school, we had 99.57% of teacher positions filled on August 10th, which means we've got a qualified, licensed teacher in 99.57% of our classrooms. Then throughout the school year, we lost 418 teachers along the way for those various reasons, which provide, you know, so that way, so then that means that on May 26th, we had whatever, 2289 minus 418 is, we then had blank many, classrooms filled with a licensed qualified teacher. So, you know, the idea being that in that one chart that one could argue that since the beginning of the millage, we've been able to make sure that at least on August 10th,
on the first day we've
been able to have a qualified teacher in classrooms, and whether that's the millage or not, that's what we could, you know, whatever, but that's what the data is showing us. And then over time, the, what is it, attrition or nutrition or whatever,
one of
those words, 418 along the way for all these reasons happened. So that's what that's trying to show, how you all want to word it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of changing the whole chart.
No, so because we have the three charts in a row, and then we have the teacher separations on the top of a new page.
Can you
run this up the flagpole and then add in committee. At the beginning of the school year on August 10th, 2022, 99.5% of teaching positions were filled. The chart above represents teacher separations during the 22-2023 school year.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that sound?
Flex movement. Sounds good.
That's pretty
simple. Do we happen to have the first day 2023-2024 number and say, I mean, I don't want to, like, make an assumption and say hiring was done throughout the summer to fill positions. I don't know.
I could probably, I guess we would probably have that number. I can ask while we're sitting here. I think it's close to that 99 number, so we'll, I'll ask right now.
All right.
You should have an email from Ryan
yes,
with that information you just requested.
I did get an email.
What I'll do is take a picture of this box because no one will know what the world I'm talking about.
I know, yeah. They'll be like, what are you? Yeah.
Hey, this box, can you fill it in?
It says $7,099,553.
Did we have the teacher separation data in last year's report?
No.
No. So, one way to annotate this box is that the committee asked for additional information about the retention of teachers, specifically the reasons why teachers left the district. And that's what this box says. That I think makes it clear that the 418 number doesn't really relate to anything in the chart above. It's a very different number.
Okay.
I mean that's the way I'm looking at it. It's a picture of who left and why did they leave,
right,
as additional,
right,
information
just
that
extra,
the district,
yeah,
could use. We're not asking people to say, oh, this number here is higher than that. That's not what we're asking them to do. And I think,
right,
I think it shows that the committee is letting the district know that this kind of data could be useful in the future. So maybe adding,
okay,
you're good at adding those words.
Okay, so
in the future.
I can't type as fast as you spoke,
what?
Unfortunately.
I will talk.
Yeah, no. The committee requested additional information
about the reasons why teachers left, just simply left the district?
Left, yeah.
Or
left.
Separated, maybe.
Separated.
Well,
that's like Bible,
yeah,
stuff.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's some left because
separated,
they,
I don't know.
That's,
yeah,
severed,
I guess left.
Severed,
I guess,
is
right,
kind of, yeah, that's not a good one either.
Separated sounds very bureaucratic.
It does.
Mean, kind of.
I left the district.
Yeah.
Chop in half, yeah.
Left the district.
Medieval times.
Why the left?
Left,
why
is
the left?
There.
Right,
left,
yeah.
Is
why
left, yes,
the districts?
Yeah, because some passed away. Five people passed away, so it wasn't even their decision. It was God's decision.
They're
right?
Gone. Sorry. Yeah, it really was God. Yeah.
A higher power took over.
Yeah.
You can talk to him and find those reasons out for us.
Well, the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, so we're all going to have an opportunity for that as Jesus comes.
The chart above represents separations that occurred during the 2022-2023 school year. The committee requested additional information regarding reasons why teachers and staff left the school district, and that is represented
in the above chart.
Well, not teachers and staff, because this is, I understand this is just teacher separations. Am I correct?
I don't know, but you've typed really fast. I was impressed on that.
Yeah. Take a typing task back in the day
that was
to
really
get
good
into the journalism,
yeah,
school.
Just remember your feet on the floor. That's great.
I know. What was it? The brown fox jumps over something?
No, I never took any of that.
Oh.
Skipped right over.
We had
typewriters
back in the day.
It's not too late. We can sign you up.
Waste recorder. That works too.
The text.
And is broken down by
classification.
Is classified by separation reason.
Reason for separation.
Oh. You okay, Eric?
Yeah, I was just wondering, it does say like, the mill does go towards retaining teachers and staff, right? So we do care about staff?
We do. We just don't have a chart for staff, which if we did would probably be inserted right here.
When it recruit and retain teachers.
Although
staff
has got, right, a lower percentage happening at the beginning of the school year. It's gone down 79, 84, 78.
Staff? Oh, yeah, there is
her
a box
teacher
there.
Has gone up, but I know that obviously the emphasis of the district is to fill the teaching positions over a custodian or...
Yeah, and I wish I had more data on that all staff chart, because it may be because our student enrollment went down, right? So you have to...
Total number.
You have to reduce...
It's just the latest copy of it, yeah.
Is that includes the charter schools as well? In those charts, staffing for charter schools?
It's just us.
Yep.
Because these numbers are, these are our numbers. These,
yeah, yeah.
I know that only because that's our, you know, if you just add the two numbers, that's about how many people we have, about 6,000 plus people. So that's the reason why we're losing staff, right? If you have kids going to charter, that's why we have to keep reducing staffing levels.
Yeah.
you know, have to make that decision between a math teacher or a counselor. So, but of course, that chart doesn't show you that, right? It just shows we're not retaining staff. But I think there's more to that story. But I don't have the data to share with you. If more of our employees, remember, took, you know, the exit survey, right, that's volunteer mm-hmm. at this point, but if more of them took it, we would have a better idea of that. Or if I correlated it with student enrollment numbers, that's complicated kind of math. But
if everybody gave their answer, you might not like some of them.
Well,
yeah,
right.
Know,
yeah, I mean, that's probably
changes.
Some electricians, some plumbers who left, you know, for better opportunities.
I didn't like my boss, whatever.
But
Mr. Chapman.
You know, and that, well, and
I didn't say it.
And then remember the difference in the millage, right? The, if you're school, you know, only school-based employees get the millage supplement, and then the operational folks, the electricians, the plumbers, maintenance guys are collectively bargained through AFSCME, right? And that's a completely different situation. That's like, you know, a dollar, you know,
yeah,
that's just
that
decided at the bargaining table. So, you know, again, that could be a reason, right? Well, the union and the school district only collectively bargained a $1 millage increase. So we lost electricians and plumbers because of that. We don't know that because we don't have enough people.
That's why the building got flooded.
Filling out the survey.
So the AFSCME line item over here is for those types of employees. Is that what that
bus
is?
Bus drivers, right?
Yeah, bus drivers. Yeah.
AFSCME plus people who are non-school based. So people like who work in this building,
yeah,
the PSC, who aren't school based employees. So it's, I guess what I'm saying is it's not really telling the whole picture, but that's okay. I mean, I think I'll let you all, and that could be a recommendation perhaps. We need a little more digging into the staff retention and you know.
The why behind the what?
Yeah, I think maybe it could be rolled into a recommendation. Yeah.
To Mr. Bailey?
To
the school district in general,
and
I
just
guess.
Just in general to...
Because we did ask for the exit survey. I mean, that,
getting
people to do it is...
Maybe AFSCME could survey their members to say, did the millage, you know, is the millage increase a reason for you to stay? Are you staying because of the millage increase, or did you leave because you're not getting paid enough? My guess is you're not getting paid enough. But again, it's collectively bargained, so I can't.
Right. It's,
right. And what happens in bargaining, as you might know, is, you know, there's several units to the AFSCME, right? There's the plumbers and the electricians and the bus drivers. So you can sit around the table and say, well, the school district might say, and this has kind of happened, but we want to give bus drivers be at $20 an hour, right? And then the union says, okay, well, the plumbers need to be at $20 an hour, the electricians need to be $20 an hour, because we're not going to allow one group to get it and we're not others. And then what happens is nobody gets $20 an hour, and the union decides everybody will just get a dollar and a half and we'll call it a day.
Unless you live in California,
so
everybody gets $20.
That's tough data to mention, because that's collectively bargained information that may not be shareable. You know, school board can look at those things and make impasses and do different things, and we might. But anyway, you see my point. It's not really...
So really, on that...
And student enrollment affects this too, right? Totally. I mean, our student enrollment has gone down. Our overall school district enrollment has gone up. But at our traditional district-run schools, it has stayed pretty much even. It's gone down a little bit because all those kids who are coming are going to charter schools. And so as that loss of revenue, you have to reduce your staff. And so that means some clerical staff school staff gets, because it's all based on allocations.
That shouldn't be reflected in the numbers, because those are not involuntary separations or whatever, those are just people you're getting rid of because it just doesn't make
And that's why that chart's a little, it just doesn't tell that whole story.
Right, yeah, exactly. Those I wouldn't expect those to be in there.
You know, but, you know, one could argue you're running a fiscally responsible organization at 78% because you're basing it off your student enrollment. You're not saying, well, let's just keep everybody in. But
no, so, that makes tons of sense, yeah.
Anyway, I leave that for you all to...
So do we want to add anything more to the presentation of those charts or just leave them as data points to be interpreted?
Well, I don't want to make things complicated right now. I just have one other point, which is it useful? Does anyone think it'd be useful to understand comparing similar numbers to other districts in the state of Florida or nationally to see, okay, so how are we doing vis-a-vis these other districts, because that might tell us if we're doing things right or if we're doing things, you know, we're not a vacuum, we're not our own, operating all by ourselves out here. There's others doing similar stuff, right?
Well, that's an interesting point. The issue is that there are so many different metrics from county to county that it would be, I mean...
They might be being retained because they're paid more. Or some districts may not have millage...
Right.
Funds, or some may not be receiving 51% of the pie. Like,
I don't think there's any way to equalize it to say this piece of data and this piece of data are comparable.
Really?
I don't think so. No.
The state doesn't have like certain standards that everyone has to abide by.
The one thing that the state compares districts on. Are the state grades? I mean, they have those are the metrics.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I mean, you can the simplest metric for comparison across districts for years, and I've been in education for 35 years in Florida, has been expenditure per pupil.
Mm.
So they'll say, okay, so your budget is this, and you have that, and you expend this much on pupils, you know, and so if you get this grade and you spend this much, and you get this grade and you spend this much, there's
not
a problem.
Working. Yeah.
You know, that's basically the issue with comparing districts. So
right, and we don't have a per pupil price
right.
to the millage because it's
allocated all different according to need, right? Or program or
No, it could be.
I mean, we kind of tried to break that down at the beginning of the year, how that was determined.
It was never determined that the millage should be spread evenly, like icing on a cake, you know.
No, but some schools were getting 2%.
But yeah, I mean,
I know, but it was
discretionary.
Bit,
the teachers,
yeah.
Well, it was equal in the fact that all teachers in the district received it.
Yeah.
And that 51% piece is.
Well, I think the purpose.
I don't want to call it discretionary spending. It's not.
Yeah. Well, the purpose to annotate this particular chart is to have a response to the board members who would have a question. And the question about, you know, what does this chart say? It says this, you know, that there's not too much more to go. I mean, they might ask other questions, and then the response would be, those are things that we can go back to staff to see if that deep dive on that data would be helpful in judging the impact of the millage. That's not something you need to write down. It's just... Yeah, okay. And really on this chart, the ones we're most concerned about are 307 and number one, job abandonment. I just don't want to go to work.
One? That's impressive.
Yeah.
Just one.
All the number of employees, at any job, that's a pretty impressive figure. All right. So now we do have comments for that page. Did everyone get a chance to read through Schedule C, which was the information that Mr. Chapman provided after the workshop? I have not received that email. So the schedule,
I put it on my phone if you need it.
The Schedule A appears with the 6-6 number.
There you go. Yeah.
Don't know if we should just add a note. We can say, you know, in the comment letter at the top, it says what we reviewed. So we could, where it says we reviewed the available STEAM data, we could just insert the available STEAM data totaling this amount, because it does say available, so it doesn't say that it matches the chart. The available STEAM data of 655,175. Which is 12% of the millage. We can add that in there to quantify
it. Can you see that?
I did not bring my reading glasses.
Is there on your head?
They're on your head.
Yeah. No, these are sunglasses.
Oh, here.
It
doesn't. We're like, wait, you're on your head.
What's your power on these?
Sorry, I'm older than you, but it's 709.
All right, Ryan, are you still there?
We need you, Ryan.
Marco.
Remember, you're on.
Is this what you're looking at, Terry?
Is it what Ryan just said? Yes. Give me this.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Know. Yeah. I'm just giving you a heads up.
We love you.
So it's just.
Cindy's got a better thing.
And then, Ryan, what you sent is the 2022-2023,
yeah,
correct? Because now that number is 7 million. Which is different than the schedule.
Yeah, so it does.
Okay, which number is 7 million, though?
Line 28, column E.
That's the balance in column E. That's like the remainder. That would be carry forward.
Okay, then the current actuals is the 4 million?
6604.
No, the current actuals for what? For which program?
I'm looking at the very bottom line 30.
Right. So that's totaling revenue and expense budgets. So I mean, if you're trying to match that 6 million, right?
Yes.
6.6, okay. Yeah.
So if you look at the current actuals in the expense budget for programs 14714 through 14719, that'll give you the 6 million. That is the total budget for STEAM. Yeah. And STEAM alone. Mm-hmm. That'll give you the $6,604,740.99. It's column D, lines 15 through 20. I mean, you could also just filter.
No, I've got it. I have it on Ms. Spray's computer, but then we don't have the data that, we don't have the data to support those actuals.
Sheet 1 is the data, but it is not detailed. The reason the 8-2 report has supplier information and things like that, as I mentioned, it's a different report that we run based off of what your request was. So sheet 1 has all the data. It's all the data. It's the revenue budgets and the expense budgets, so it's kind of, you know, you could put a filter at the top of sheet 1 if you'd like and filter that way, but that's what the pivot table essentially is doing, is filtering that data.
All right, so is it not possible to receive the data to tie out to that, the actuals?
I mean, that is the actuals in sheet 1. It's there. The data is there, sheet 1.
Right, so why is that different than what we were supplied before?
Well, the request on 8-2 came before the year was ended. And then I believe it was resent on 9/13 because there was talk about never receiving it.
So
and then there was no request for data after that, aside from current year, quarter one, quarter two, quarter three.
Okay, but then Susan just read an email where Rachel said that no adjustments were made that affected the STEAM data.
None of the fiscal year end closing affected the STEAM data for their review.
I can't speak on that, but
I don't know.
So she was saying that what we received was the complete year.
On the 13th or the 2nd.
I believe that was the debate. So we were assuming that a later date would have the complete amount that matched the schedule. So now we're just learning that we don't have the complete data that matches the AFR.
I mean, you do in Schedule A, yes.
Today.
That's when
today, but I don't want to use today's date in the report as June 5th.
You've had it since the request came for it. I mean, the request was for me to fill out the data and supply it for Schedule A and Schedule B, and that came in like, I want to say April.
Oh, right, it's a figure, but
yeah,
we don't have data to support that number. We're trying to put...
The data's in sheet one. I'm not sure.
Right, that you sent today, but I don't want to change the report to say that the data was received on June 5th.
Well, I mean, I sent the reports that were requested, and I said the data is available upon request in the email to Laura Cox, so...
Okay, so then I'll just insert the figure that we reviewed, because that's what we have. We haven't seen the data that ties to $6.6 million. I mean, it's right here in your email now, but unless everybody wants...
How does it tie together? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what the $53,000 difference is.
It was given in April when the request came.
It wasn't in the same format that we got before then, so there's some confusion. There's still confusion.
You're thinking of changing the data that's in Schedule A?
No.
No.
Schedule A is what the district has provided and presented. So I'm suggesting changing where we state the CFOC has reviewed the available STEAM data, adding in the CFOC has reviewed the available STEAM data totaling the 655-1175, which is the data that we received on August 2nd, which is 12% of the millage funds collected. This data was used to identify relevant outcomes related to the use of the resolution revenue. So it's just stating what we looked at. It's not saying we didn't see the whole picture. It's not saying, it's saying what we looked at. Because truly, we need to let the taxpayer know what we reviewed, looked at, questioned, tested, which is that Excel sheet that was sent on August 2nd. So if we're going to stick with that date, and saying that's the date we received the information, then I think that we should include the total of the information that was received on that date. But the question for you, probably, Susan, is do you want that included in your letter, or do you want that included in the discussion and outcomes? I don't know how many people are going to make it past the letter.
Then put it in the letter, then. Put it in both places.
The date is in... discussion and recommendations. So where it had said September 13th, we've received an email since, so that has been updated right now by typing it. So that would be page 9, discussion and recommendations. Page 9. 2022-2023 data was received by the committee on August 2nd, 2023, instead of September 13th. 2023, after the close of the fiscal year. Which, again, we had originally in your letter said available STEAM data, which would be...
Yes, in addition to the CFOC's review of financial records of the district, the CFOC has reviewed the available STEAM data
and
to identify
inserting
relative...
right there. Totaling the amount, 12% of the millage funds collected, and then picking up with this, the data was used to identify relevant outcomes. So just inserting the amount of the data that we analyzed.
And you're sure that the 6551 is 12%?
As I put, roughly 12, but I could do the math.
I know you can. I know. I shouldn't. I'm not going to question you then.
No,
I
because
just
it's 12.16, so... 53,000 minus that was roughly. Been a long time since the.
That was impressive, though.
Math counts days. Got beat by Pine View. It was a sad day.
So
and everybody get beat by Pineview.
Well, no, King usually would take the trophy for ciphering and then come in second to Pineview, but I think that's what made Carol Seacart move from King to Bayshore, but that's a whole conspiracy theory we can get into later. It was her last year.
You came
year.
In second?
Came in second to Pineview. It was a rough day.
Holy.
I know.
For some, that's a badge of honor.
I know.
Second to Pineview. Pretty good.
It's better than last.
Oh, do you want another number? 12.0584, so roughly 12%.
Thank you.
Give or take.
Close.
You did it. You did. Okay.
Hundredths or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So.
Way to go. Go ahead. You type whatever you're typing. Yeah. Type, type, type.
Anything else? Do we want to include a statement concerning heavier sampling of the arts? Because the arts was new for the 2022-23 school year, where in the past, last year's report was just STEM and not STEAM. We're aware of that. I don't know if we want to highlight that for the board and the taxpayers.
That would be fine.
I don't even know what I wrote. Does it say that in the art section on Schedule C?
Let's find out. So, yeah, so Schedule C was the information updated for this year by program. This would be the last page.
Very last page.
Very last.
Oh, here it is.
Technical science, STEM elementary. It's very last, so it would actually be page 11, arts millage budget.
I guess I could have added 2023 arts millage budget or for the first time, I don't know.
What was added in this school year to utilize and expand opportunities? Was utilized in this?
Yeah. Or,
do we have to say that it was new?
Newly expanded, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Utilized for the first time.
Maybe enhanced.
So it's
initial?
That was added in, right? Initial, so the 2023 arts millage budget.
For the first time was utilized to expand opportunities for students in the arts or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's.
First time utilized to expand opportunities for students in the arts. Mm-hmm. Or maybe 2022-2023 arts millage budget, comma, in its initial year.
Yeah.
Was utilized. Well, you're a committee member. I'm just the...
You're on a roll now.
Its initial year was utilized to expand opportunities for students in the arts.
I'm just the union guy, right, Mr. Hartman?
Speaking of union, where is Tom Harper?
Oh, she couldn't come. I don't know about Dina. Catherine for
was that her? Is this her second or her third for the year?
Second.
I don't know what
it's
her
gotta be
a row. Oh, really? I didn't know that. Why have I been coming to all of them?
She's gotta be in a row.
Sequential. I did not know that. So you can miss every other and still miss like six?
Is the rules
that needs to be it's a technicality, right? That's
right.
Not
okay,
annual
well.
Review of charter. There you go. You can
I know we got it on here.
Same suspect.
Let's see what it says right now.
That would get you a referral right at a school.
Yeah. It would. That kind of truancy.
Yes, it would call
truant behavior.
Yeah, you see the sheriff.
We should send them.
Do they still do that? They say they do that. Do they send the kids? Do they send them?
They do.
It's good to know. I just had a big meeting with juvenile justice about all
truant
that.
Kids? Really?
I mean, we got to change that, I think. I mean, that's just because there's more to it, probably. You can't just
I'm glad I went to private school
send
because
them to the sheriff's office.
tons of days. I always had a headache.
Okay, so in its initial year was utilized to expand opportunities for students in the art. Okay, so that takes care of the A in STEAM, just in case anyone's like, why is it STEAM and now not STEM? Since last year it was STEM.
STEM. Oh, wait, all terms will be for 3 years. Should they have done that?
What are you looking for?
How many absences are there?
Three.
And, well, that's what we all say, but I can't find it.
I think it's toward the end.
Just go off into another.
I did. So you, because you're typing, so we're just.
No, okay, I'm good. So
filling in the void there.
Yep. It's ADHD. It's called.
All right, and then after this, I don't. Has anybody evaluated this, Mr. Chapman, for ADA compliancy?
I think if once you all just.
Right. So I'm saying. I'm just saying. Once it's submitted to you, I just didn't know if anybody had any.
To be honest with you, I haven't either.
Page two, right?
I'm just going to worry about it when we. It's on me.
Adopted.
Take
okay.
care of it.
I will come back to you all. I will take care of it.
What, just three?
And as long as you send it to me in a Word thing, I'll.
This is
if I got it.
And they don't tell me.
Got people.
I'm going to send it to our person and just say, make it ADA compliant.
Well, I think she. Didn't she say
I'll
if there's a
spend,
paragraph, it is, right?
I'll spend
hours yeah,
on
yeah.
It. If it's written, it's okay.
She's in her person.
It.
He's not talking about, I have a person in
the
room.
No,
it's
not
Laura.
It's not Laura.
I'm
she
Laura.
Did
I'm
it.
I was kidding.
We should have somebody in our. No, we've got people in our.
I will start it.
ESE.
And then,
we got
then I get to
we
it.
Got
but
people.
If it's written, I mean, they should be able
we're
to.
The government,
though.
We have people. We have people. The government.
There's a lot of data in the charts that is not written in Word.
Right, right, right.
Which is. The information that we'll have to make sure is ADA. It's fine. And it's really just all about going in and labeling them, which I will get help with from IT.
Somebody else.
Okay.
Maybe. With the separations, where it says the chart above represents separations that occurred during the school year, maybe put after that date, because it references August 10th, 2022, 99.5% of teaching positions were filled. The chart above represents separations that occurred during the school year after that date. Or after the start date.
Yeah. Yeah, because I noticed on that chart it has non-renewals, which are essentially, you know, we've
fired
them. Fired
term during probation.
Right?
I mean, I want to know.
So we know
yeah.
the reason there.
We want to know more.
Right? So we take the desk, the job abandonment, certifications. Like someone said around here, you really want to know the 307 resignations.
Yeah.
That's really the number.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
the, that's the
those
key.
Are the ones.
And out of 2,289 teachers, 300 resigned. I don't know what that percentage is, but
do we have any jail numbers?
Oh gosh. Well, it could be.
We've seen something on the news.
That's your job
that.
Abandonment.
That's,
yeah,
that's job
one.
Abandonment,
that's
and
it.
That's term during probation too. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
yeah.
about
yeah.
a probation
yeah.
by
yeah.
your principal, not like your probation officer.
Oh. But yeah, I mean, there's usually a reason why you're on probation because. You
well,
know,
probation's at
office
school,
of professional
not
standards.
At, yeah, not at
not
the jail.
Right,
yeah.
but you know,
could
it could
be.
It could be you got arrested or you know, DUI.
And then
you're
on double probation. Then you're on double
can't
probation.
This is your first year
school
from,
and
first year
state
work.
Or whatever count
really,
months.
Oh, that yeah, that's true too. Yeah,
that's what
yeah,
I think
that, yeah, that is what. Yeah.
Can't work with a DUI.
You can work with a DUI.
You can work with a DUI.
Sure.
If you report it.
Oh.
Believe you have to report it.
I just have a question on discussion and recommendations. Discussion recommendations. My page 10, I converted this to a different kind of document because it didn't print originally. It says page 10 for me. But, and I'm not good at tying dates and other things, but I did not recall during the committee's deliberations that the data we were getting was old. And this third paragraph makes it sound like we got no data that we could look at that was current.
I think Ms. Johnson just edited that.
Okay.
Maybe you need to read that new paragraph for Tom. He's on the recommendations.
Well, now, my first meeting is August. So during the 2022-2023 school year, did you receive data about 22-23? I was under the impression the first data was received.
We're always a year behind.
Yeah, we're always a year behind.
Was August.
So that's when we got that August 2nd. We got the data.
I think you're referring, did they get early reports at all during 22-23?
Now going forward.
Yeah, we are receiving data
in
there.
Yeah.
Because we're working toward, I think, the second paragraph of the mission in the charter is to provide the annual report no later than 60 days after the school board certifies its AFR. But if that was certified August 25th, and you would have to have all your data in and sampled by September, then have a discussion, you would need a special meeting because you wouldn't be able to have that drafted even approved in November. So there's really no way to meet.
That's what we may need to change when we start talking
that
about the
in
charter.
The charter.
Depending on when we're going to get it, the dump.
But now, like for this school year, I believe we have 3 quarters of data.
We do, yes.
And then we'll receive
the
fourth quarter in possibly July.
And
hopefully before the August meeting.
Then we close the books August, September, so
same
then you
thing.
Can start on
yeah.
the report. Yeah.
And
but 60 days is what we'll be better shape.
So by the holidays, you need to.
We should be in better shape.
Yeah.
I mean, instead of getting it all at one time. We're
yeah, you would
it,
usually
so.
Get it in July and August, and,
mm-hmm.
and it'd be every expense from the whole year.
Right.
So now that we're doing it
so
quarterly, it helps
final.
To get to that report quicker,
yeah.
is the idea.
That's, yeah. It's the thought.
Right, and then I believe that Ryan did those cumulative. So,
right.
like quarter one was quarter one, quarter two was one and two.
Yes, he did.
Three, so not separate. So then that fourth quarter then would be also the annual total that
mm-hmm.
could be compared to the spending.
Of the referendum.
When does Mr. Bailey have, what's his cutoff so we can, because he may already have.
Yeah, I just, that's who I've been texting. They don't have that. Number for us right
okay,
now.
I just wondered, is he August too, or is he more July, June, July, that we can get his information and get that part done?
Yeah, I'll make sure that for your next, if that's August, I don't know what
I
the next
August,
meeting
yeah.
is,
yeah.
that
yeah.
that you have the completed
HR, whatever,
retention,
the, yes.
retainment.
Yeah. Okay. And then what about, and then we'd know graduation rates already too. Right? We should have.
I don't know.
I mean,
that.
But I mean, graduation's over, so we should have.
We'll have that by August, too.
Okay.
Yeah. And data, school grades.
Yes. Okay. So all of it. So we should.
You should have.
We're just waiting
most
on.
Most of everything
the,
you need in August.
Well, too.
AFR.
And in graduation rate, there's a summer graduation.
Oh.
For those who
yeah.
just
yeah.
quite
I mean,
didn't
late,
get over.
The latest you could go in August is probably the best.
Okay.
Does that
meeting?
Count toward the previous school year, that August
that
graduation?
Counts to this year.
For the
right.
Because
right.
Okay. Then we're going to do 23-24.
Yeah. But we'll know
we're
that
always
rate.
Behind a year.
We'll know school grades, graduation, should have
is the school grade
HR
submitted
information.
By then?
Yeah, I mean, we'll know that yeah, by July 4th, probably, if not sooner. And then, so that way, that's why I'm kind of confident by August we'll
have it all. I mean,
yeah.
close to all, except for the
yeah
thing that's on the 25th.
This way you can have, you can look at the financial, the HR, the school grades, graduation rate, and start your report. Or
yeah.
at least
I mean,
your,
at least we could get that part
section
in there.
Of,
we could throw
of
those
putting
in
it all together.
Already and be that part done.
Because
okay.
August, then you skip.
That'd be a lot better.
October. Yeah, because you meet October. August, October, then December to maybe finalize your 60-day.
Holly,
potentially.
You can type slower. You don't have to wear your fingers on.
All right. So does that conclude B of new business? Since you've got 1, 2, 5 other.
Well, it does, but now I would have to say something else. Do we think that all we're looking at is 12% of the millage? I mean, and I understand it's a lot, it's a big dollar amount. Should we be looking at anything else? I mean, at least reviewing or sampling? I mean, we can say with their pie chart that whoever's getting SAMP is getting whatever, but we don't know that. Do we? I mean, do we know that?
Right, so you are wanting to extend the scope.
I'm just wondering if
data
if,
for the next
I'm
school
trying
year,
to figure out what we're supposed to be doing. On according to taxpayers and according to this, is millage just steam, or is millage the millage? That's what I'm trying to say in my head. Because all we're reviewing is steam.
Well, we could the school district could provide you in August a breakdown, a simple breakdown of
or overview or something. Because
we would
have nothing.
We'll have that
have
for the website anyway, right? To do our pie chart.
Well, yeah.
You all know, the public knows
chart.
What we budget. You know, there's right now online, there's the 23-24 millage budget that breaks down the every expense of the budget.
Mm-hmm. Right, by
and
category.
And that 23-24 actual. Let's just say it's not ready by August. It's usually ready by Halloween or so.
Mm-hmm.
But we should be able to at least give you an idea of the actual numbers compared to the budget numbers, right? So we can just do a simple say, here's on September of 2023, here's what the school board approved millage budget was. And here are the current actuals as we're closing the books. Is that what you...
It is, but I just don't want us misrepresenting ourselves saying that we oversaw the millage.
Like a blanket statement saying we oversaw the millage.
Millage, and it looks great, but because we didn't. All we saw was steam.
Maybe that's...
Does that make sense, or am I...
Well,
I
get what you're saying.
You know,
The school board approves... The amounts that go to those other categories.
Yeah.
So those are in public voting. But I get your point. So maybe it's something you...
Is it possible to test charter school expenses? Because that was raised. You know, it's gone up each year. That percentage has gone up.
Yeah, that's part of it too. That's totally based on enrollment.
Right.
But again,
right.
That could be a simple chart that says, you know, blank charter enrollment was this, so their millage amount was this, and we would have that, so you could see that. But, you know, it's essentially breaking down each piece of the pie. But perhaps maybe that's something you, as the chair, would ask the board as you present this report, the Citizens Financial Oversight
right.
Committee
wants
feels that
entire,
we would at least
want to see 100% of the data detail or our entire millage.
Because
that's what I'm just worried, you know, that we're sitting here saying, oh, the millage is great. We saw it. We saw it and we didn't see it.
Yeah.
We saw 12%.
Yeah, I think you
does that just... make sense to everybody? Tom, are you with me or you're not with me?
Remember, there's not much to see.
Right,
other
right.
There's not much.
51%
I get
went
that.
To teachers.
Yeah.
But this is what that means, right?
I understand that, but I'm just saying, like, we do see salaries in our... It's in the STEAM. We saw salaries in there, and we saw...
I would say that's this. Madam Chair, may I approach the chair?
Yes, you may.
This is... Remember, this was given to us by Pat Barber...
Oh, yeah.
And he could
yeah.
pass this around. So this is what happens every year where the two people sign off on
mm-hmm.
it, and this is your breakdown of every part of the of everything other than the 12%.
Term side, the mill is 8,400.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's...
Last meeting.
Yeah.
So that could be... Now, I don't know how you formalize that or whatever, but that's what's bargained, right? That's what's...
That's why you have Pat Barber and
here.
Have
yes.
Deanna
on the thing for and
yeah.
why they don't expire.
Yeah.
They're the presidents. Yeah. They're certifying that they get their 51% of
okay.
the millage.
that's
what about then what about the other one, SAMP and
well that's
instructional staff is instructional staff her that's her Pat non-bargaining is who Paras is that Pat too then
yeah that's Pat yeah
ask me is
the only people
Dina.
That's non-bargaining you have the non you have the SAMP
yes.
which is not a bargaining unit and the non-hourly non-bargaining is not a bargaining unit and
yeah,
those and those and that's part of that's a decision by the school board and the superintendent. Maybe
so,
the best way to explain that.
Maybe. Right. So perhaps an ask would be, because I know that there has been, you know, public comment and concern on the growth of the charter school amount of the pie, and that's grown each year. And not that it took from the STEAM, but it reallocated the
yes.
dollar.
Yeah.
The pie
yeah.
was reallocated because of the enrollment at the charter school. So perhaps...
And that's by statute now.
Correct.
Right. Right.
So perhaps... a chart that shows the growth of the enrollment in the charter schools year over year, and then mentioning the amount so that people, because
we can provide
uneducated
that.
Is saying, look, the charter schools got more money,
yeah,
and they
why?
Keep giving it more
right.
money. And so the enrollment will show, that, you know, per state
yeah.
statute,
right.
both the statute, enrollment of the, you know, of the millage dollars,
yeah. And here's how it's
to
grown.
Charter schools, and here's how the enrollment has grown, because that is truly, I think it was a large question
and it's expected,
from staff
yeah.
members.
And this year, or next year,
oh, yeah, they were wondering why they're, yeah.
Right.
Why
so staff members, you know,
they lost money
public
they
were asking why
I like
the STEAM amount changed from the STEM, you know, from
yeah.
the year over year, which we're now we're talking about 23-24, but that charter school enrollment chart will help. And I think they said this year the charter schools were held to a different standard on the spending, where in the past it was more discretionary, but now there were certain guidelines.
Right, because
and,
of that
reporting.
Yeah, that new statute they have to follow.
So I'd like to add that in. And also because it is such a growing piece of our district, that the charter school and that enrollment, that
are you added into this year's or
no,
next year?
No, because
okay,
we don't
year.
Really
okay.
have
right, okay.
that data.
Right.
Okay.
But since that is keeps growing, that piece, if you even if you look on the website now, year over year, that piece is growing. And the comment was made, well, they're it was incorrectly stated that it was taking money from the STEAM and giving it to charter schools, which
right.
is
right.
not what was really happening with the pie. It was allocated based on enrollment,
yeah,
which is a little bit different because yeah. this, you know, like we said, the STEAM is not allocated based on enrollment or need.
That's a good point,
so,
Ms. Johnson, because you're kind of saying there's a lot of, most of this money is collectively, well, there's percentages set by the school board.
Right,
and,
the 51%.
And, yeah, and all that. And then kind of what's, and then statutorily, goes to charter schools, and then kind of really kind of what's left, if you will, goes to STEAM.
Correct. So I think there's a incorrect public perception that it's a blanket allocation to the millage pool, and it's not. Like you're saying, it's 51% to the teachers, to the charter schools based on enrollment,
yeah.
these other categories, and then the STEAM is the remainder.
Yes.
We should maybe call it discretionary versus non-discretionary funding. So this percentage,
and break that out.
These items are non-discretionary, is set by statute, blah, 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 right? And then the discretionary are these, and...
Yep. And we hold a reserve. And
yeah.
so when you take into all that account, there's usually about $6 or $7 million left for STEAM. And that's...
The rest is non-discretionary.
And then where I kind of maybe define that after the letter and, you know, like... Just kind of break down what it is, because I think that there is a perception and the questions were stemming from that, and that's not really, without knowing the growth, if you look at the dollar total and the percentage, you're thinking that
right.
more was given there. But,
yeah.
I mean, that just continues to grow.
That's a great call out.
So you're thinking this might be something that Ms. Harrington could add to any verbal comments during the presentation?
Yeah.
When we get to the meeting, you could say
excuse me.
I could comment that the committee is looking toward 2023, 2024. This is what they're going to request.
Yes.
Information that's going to be formally requested, which I believe we just decided we want it to be the entire mill or some sort of sampling or breakdown, and then, you know, highlighting.
And now charter schools.
The charter school.
The reason for that.
And like you said, if each year something is highlighted, like I feel like this year, the arts was highlighted more than, obviously last year was STEM. Arts was new this year. That maybe that keeps it interesting, and it's not the same report year over year. And then, like we said, you know, we kind of highlighted the visits this year, and, you know, going out and seeing that. So
now that you brought
maybe we go on field trips to charter schools.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, and a charter bus.
August and September on a charter bus.
Yes, it's all charter.
If you want to arrange more field trips for us.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Free Wi-Fi.
I don't know how exciting it will be, but
yeah. Well, I think that's good.
Well, we were impressed at the other school.
Well, and I think, I mean, then it, would be good to kick off our eventual report with a better explanation of how the millage works, because
right.
I think, well, because I think. And I don't have any children in school in Manatee, but I think parents are wanting a certified teacher in their child's classroom, and they want to see the merch.
Yep.
I mean, that's the two things, right? And so, you know, focusing on the fact that the board has approved a certain amount of money going towards the teacher aspect and has plans for the merch, and then really explaining how that works and focusing on the charter schools is going to make a very nice package at the end of next year.
Do you want to take the report back since you did it last year? You want to go on every other?
No.
That was a no.
Very good.
Take a section.
No, like...
No.
Yes.
I had heard that you had compiled last year, so I just thought...
I had compiled.
It's already on your computer, so it'd be a lot easier. Yeah.
Are there other areas?
Yeah, and Eric can help. Yeah,
absolutely. Happy to help.
Yeah.
Are there other areas where the public has misconceptions or concerns about the mill, and anything that we can proactively mention?
Call. I'm going to rip that.
I mean, you should just get ahead of it. Like,
right.
You should set the narrative, I guess.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, I think what sometimes happens, and again, I have to say this is just assumptions from having worked in schools, is, you know, competition between schools. I think there is a perception in the public that the millage is an equal thing, like I said before, like icing on a cake.
Right.
And I think it's our job to educate the public as to how their tax dollars are being used, and to visits to the schools was an excellent thing. We should certainly continue that. Certainly go to charter schools, because I think that highlights the school-by-school discretion. And so parents should be going back to their school to say, what's the merch we need for our kids? What do we need? How do we support the curriculum? You know, that's pushing parents back to the school level is where we're going to get more accountability going up the ladder to the district and saying, we need this, we need this, we need this. And the district, I think, last time around, and I think working with the arts people, they really worked very hard to let the schools know what their discretion was, what you could and couldn't get. You know, so anyway, that's...
Right. In Schedule C, there are highlighted specific schools like the Lincoln Medical Program.
Right.
Mentions Manatee High, Suggs, New Campus, Hill, Johnson. So, like you said, it's highlighting where the dollars were spent, Anna Maria, et cetera. But, yeah, I do feel after the letter, the first thing would be to describe the current that school year's budget, how it was allocated, what was discretionary and non-discretionary, and then launch into the schedules and features, because like here it is highlighting specific by school, but like you said, there is an assumption that it's a pie and it's a percentage and it's an equal thing.
Right.
And that's not
right.
How it is. And it is our job with the Oversight Committee to educate the public on what it is and how it is spent.
Mr. Chapman, I'd like to follow up on what Tom said. If we're going to continue going to the schools, I would like to be able to, instead of just going in and walking through, like maybe be a student in a classroom for, you know, an hour or two.
Yeah.
I want to go to the Sugg Middle School.
The kitchen. Yeah.
I'll be there.
Cookies.
I'll be there all day.
They make pretzels. They make cookies.
We'll have to drag you out of there.
We can work on that. It's like a major kitchen. I emailed, I think his name is Jim Jones from the Bradenton Herald. He's the one that does all the restaurant stuff. I did email. I didn't get a response back. I'm going to keep pushing it. I emailed him that he should do a review of Sugg's Middle.
Yes,
definitely.
People are going to try to go there on their lunch break.
Well, yeah. But the interesting thing is
that recoup some money.
The Bradenton Herald just had a big meeting at the Central Library because they've switched almost all digital stuff, and they had they invited subscribers to find out more about that. And I have now contacts for the editor and the photographer and whatnot. And I've been back and forth with them on email. So I think I have a little relationship. I'm going to go back to that because I thought he was doing a wonderful job with those kids.
Pretzel vendor street side.
They could just out on 59th right there. They could sell it to G.T. Bray. We could start a whole new thing. Pretzels, popcorn, pretzels. Yeah.
Anyway, that was good. So
drive by.
And I'm always a happy man if I'm in a school, so. No problems with that.
Yes, Mr. Harmon. That's the fun stuff.
Yeah.
That's the fun stuff.
You won't get graded. Get a test.
You can do some of that through the chamber.
Yeah.
As well. There are lots of chamber initiatives in the school, so I've done two this past year.
Yeah,
so that's
Teach
also
and Big Bank and
I did both.
Yeah, there'll be and even more so if the new millage gets passed, I didn't want to, it's a public meeting. But athletics is going to be added, security. So it's even more so because I'm going to want this committee to go see the security enhancements, the athletics and very, very important stuff, early learning. And so that will be important.
Is that STEMA or STEAM with two A's in the middle?
STEAM.
Athletics.
It has to have another S, too.
It's arts out, right?
STEM.
Is it arts out and...
STEM S.
No, you'll still have arts, and then you'll have athletics and
A-STEAM. A-STEAM.
Well, and you got...
STEAM.
Well, and you got security in there and early learning, so...
Oh, there's a lot of letters now.
You're getting into, like, a Polish
STEMIST.
Word or something.
Yeah. Polish STEMIST. Okay, well, are we done with the acronym committee? We could make a board presentation.
Yes, so on June 13th, the board workshop, do we know what time that is?
9 a.m.
There you go.
Nice. Okay.
Where is that?
Here, downstairs.
Downstairs in the big
corner.
Yeah. And then do we need...
What time?
Nine a.m. Do we need Lord the overhead thing to put anything on there? Do you want these charts up there, Holly, while you're speaking?
Anything that you want? Anything you want to be shown?
Yeah, I just wondered if we need it or not. If the board
I will have
need,
the copy before.
They'll have a copy. Yeah, they're going to have their copy. But
well,
okay.
I publish tomorrow, so okay, anything that you want to present, anything that you want, if you have a PowerPoint, I
no. So if you publish, just publish the report, or we don't publish that yet till after?
No,
we'll publish it now, even though, okay.
Whatever is
you're, so
by
you're
tomorrow.
Done with your edits, because that's what
it'll be your
published.
Draft.
Right, and then would the board get it tonight, and then tomorrow
they'll
you
get
publish?
It tomorrow.
Oh, they'll get it all the same time?
We'll
okay,
right.
okay, okay.
Not the same.
How are you on?
You feel good about all your edits?
Yeah, I just,
you hit send?
I have one that I can't fix, but I will show it to Laura and we'll.
Okay.
What do you mean
play with that?
Okay, so that was 9 a.m. And then they'll approve it on June 25th. Is that a 5 o'clock
that's
or?
What, say that again?
Sorry, June 25th.
That is an evening meeting, yes.
Evening, so 5.
I cannot.
But we don't have to be there.
That's fine.
Just the presentation.
No, the presentation will be on the 13th.
Right, but it's not
sure. Yeah, we don't have to be there.
Maybe I'll.
Yeah, we don't have to be there. Yeah.
That's the only thing that I can.
I can join the 13th, though.
Yeah.
It's got to be because it's the same. If you don't, it's the same on the.
So it's just
like,
acceptance.
It's the end
right.
one.
It's
just,
it, yes, and
it's because it's too close
right.
to the edges. You can't
right.
fix that because.
And then even
will,
like right, if you pull,
you'll lose
doesn't,
it.
Right, it's not even doing it when you pull it.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so while they're doing that, do we want to review the charter? Is there anything we were talking about changing the dates? But if we're starting to get the stuff earlier, we don't really need to change, do we?
I don't feel that's.
Necessary?
60 days after the AFR is possible.
Okay.
I don't think that meeting every other month is not.
Okay.
It's
so
not,
what
is it? Because
the,
we can't, we don't meet between then. So, short of another special meeting, like meeting August, September, and October, if it's August and October, if that's not possible. Like if
well,
the
he
AFR
said
is usually
wouldn't even be out till Halloween, so we're
right. So he's
yeah.
saying like if the AFR is late,
yeah.
August, like it was this past year, August 25th. You're saying 60 days. That's pre Halloween. That's 10/25. So I don't feel 60
that's,
days
okay.
works. I don't know if 90 or the problem is we meet every other month. So
right.
90 just puts you in with a published date of a month we don't have a meeting.
Right.
So
90 or 60.
Well, 60 is too soon. 90 puts you in a month we don't have a meeting, so that only gives you one meeting to draft a report, and we found that that's not possible. Since we're not, I mean, it's a little bit difficult when everybody's like sending a comment to Laura, and then Laura's sending it all back out, and then that flow is not.
Well, could we
conducive.
Could we
so
just do it as special meetings?
Is everybody open to extra meetings?
Can some of them be remote if need be?
You can't.
Are we counting? We're not counting what
some
remote as
you
attendance, correct?
Yeah.
You can listen. You can listen.
Listen, but you wouldn't be quorum.
Yeah.
We wouldn't
have a quorum, though, right?
Okay, right, so Ryan can be remote, but Ryan's not a committee member. So
Ryan's not a committee member.
Correct.
So you have to have
right physical presence for the quorum. So we just don't want to exponentially increase the committee responsibility.
We have flexibility, though, to find times that work for all of us, right? We don't have to set this in stone.
No, you could say, you know, we want to. We're at the mercy
meeting.
Of the
okay,
calendar
so,
and availability.
Right. This meeting is set in stone.
Right.
If you did a special meeting, as long as it's not on the day of another
regular meeting.
Meeting like the other committee, the audit committee.
Another committee, yeah.
You're saying, I mean, if it's not, that's not available till, like, say, Halloween and you want to look at it
okay.
or include it, I'd say 120.
There may be a way to modify the charter to say after the AFR is
complete
done,
or whatever, or voted on, or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
After the AFR is solidified, then the CFOC would have a number of meetings to
right.
compile their report.
That's good. So that,
instead
yeah.
of
days.
Yep.
I would say, Mr. Chapman, would that to me, I think that would be the better way to do it instead of the days. You could say they could have their draft, your first draft ready by the second meeting after
following
the AFR, and then you could have the committee review any data and stuff that following
mm-hmm.
by the next meeting, and then have your final by the third meeting or whatever meetings you guys think that
yeah.
you need. That would be the only. I know other organizations that does it by meetings, not by days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because
so
it's too
days
much.
And we only meet every.
Right.
2 months, yeah.
So.
So if it's meetings by first, second, third, by the third meeting of the, after the AFR, or by the fourth meeting, the final would be ready. That's just a recommendation.
Yeah, I like that. I mean.
I'm looking at you.
Because of scheduling.
Right.
We could shorten it, but we'd have more room to.
Right.
To do that.
And that would give staff the flexibility of saying, okay, we're, your third meeting can be a special meeting.
Right, true. It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be the third meeting.
Right.
Right.
You know, like your August, then your October, then your January, whatever. So I'm just saying I think it should be by meeting instead of by days.
Okay, so how do we
In your annual report, and again, I'm just their liaison, you could make a recommendation to...
Just say it, or we need to
type it. To review the charter, or to revise the charter.
In this?
It says in there that we can do that.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm just saying, so...
But in this report, or separately? I think it's a separate request.
That's a separate thing.
It's a separate
request to the board.
It's a separate thing.
Yeah.
So just you're saying when we're doing the report, say it.
When you're doing,
right.
When you're doing the report at the workshop.
Okay, make a request.
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
At that time, not only are you going to do your presentation of your annual report, item two would be recommendations of what you just talked about for charter schools for the 24-3-4 year, and also the charter recommendation changes to the charter, right? To be meetings instead of days,
right?
Because I think
it's
too
sense,
cumbersome
yeah.
for. Everyone here and staff and finance to get everything done in 90 days. There's no way you could do that.
And we had that one time we didn't know we were going to get a quorum. So, I mean, that can really
and that's
slow you down.
Yeah. So that would be, as your liaison, that would be a recommendation that I would say that you could make to the board. It would be up to the board, of course, to accept or do whatever they want with that. But... Because I've looked at that chart and I've seen the struggles it's had on both sides of the fence. So,
okay. Did anyone have time to review the first, second, or third quarter reports? Besides me?
Where would those have been found? Because I just got the emails from Scott.
You may not have, maybe he didn't get. Yet.
Do you want?
I mean,
so people come with
so maybe
comments to the next
time,
meeting
yes,
of
yes.
what you want highlighted, what you want.
Well, I'm just picking out things,
data.
And I had to use the pivot table and go through and see what what they were. I think we do an awful lot of subscriptions to different programs. I just think we're going to, on the third quarter, we've got, 5, 8, 3, 6. So if we're going by the 7 million, we're only going to have another 2 million probably, right?
In this last
fourth quarter.
But again, you just talked about looking at 100%.
Yeah, we need to look at the 100%, but I'm just saying in this part, at least we'll only have that.
That might be a request that you make. Right, a bigger dump for a whole 100% of the mill, not just a stem.
And we were going to say that too at the meeting, right? At the
Can I ask a question about the review of the charter, real quick?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this isn't the right time. It's okay if it's not. What does the audit committee do differently than what we're doing in the CFOC? Obviously, they're CPAs, and they.
They're looking at the total budget. This is the mill tax.
So they're looking, okay, that's the difference.
Right.
They're looking at all the whole mill.
They're looking at the whole budget,
$1 billion
or whatever.
Right.
And that's why they got that private accounting firm come in.
Got it.
Now, is that information supplied directly to them, or do they have to request each thing that they want to see?
I don't know how that works, Ms. Spray.
For the audit committee?
Yeah.
Or
Chapman.
I think the audit committee, so let's walk through that. The audit committee... So we have an outside auditor that the board employs, and the audit committee does make recommendations to that outside. Well, makes recommendations to the school board for the outside auditor to look at, and the school board also makes recommendations to the outside auditor to look at. The audit committee. Yeah, so the audit committee makes recommendations to the school board for things to be audited, and the school board makes similar recommendations to the outside auditor to review.
How did they know what they want the school board to audit? Did they get a dump of whatever, right?
Well, there's the usual stuff, the internal accounts. There's also.
But I mean, they don't see it. They don't just get it and then they pick out what they want. No.
Yeah, so we. And then the state audits us every 3 years or 5 years, something like that. And then any findings from that are obviously a priority for the audit committee, the outside auditors, to continue to follow up on and do the audits to make sure that, you know, the school district is following through on fixing those findings.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking...
I'm just saying, how do they start? Do they have to, like, say all of a sudden, or do they get to see the budget and then they say, okay... We need to do that. Instead of saying, oh, I need copy of the first quarter of the STEAM, they're already, somebody gave it to them to start, or did they have to ask for each piece?
I know they've audited, the audit committee has recommended in the past to audit a sales tax and impact fee revenue mm-hmm. that comes in for the outside auditors to do. And then it's usually just based on past findings or individual school board members in a meeting, in a public meeting, suggesting areas that need to be looked into.
Transportation.
Transportation was just audited, and I think that was a recommendation from the school board.
I think the longest audit committee meeting I went to was like 3.5 hours. So
they
really do a deep dive.
The whole time.
Yeah.
But I think there is
a... Where did they get their start?
I think the school board, the last time...
They ask for every little thing.
I think the last time the school board had a workshop on this...
We have to ask for it.
I think there was a discussion about potentially having the outside auditor...
Like 200,000-300,000 for that.
The millage referendum funds. I don't know where we kind of ended up, where the board ended up on that, but...
I don't know if it ever...
But I don't think it
I
was
don't think there was
decided.
A big appetite for
mm-hmm.
CRI is who you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
who is our auditor for the district. It was talked about having them come into
right.
this committee. Actually, they were here with
mm-hmm.
Mr. Daniels,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think this committee was receptive of doing that, and I kind of think it
Pat
left.
Pat Barber kind of... Put a quash on that.
Well, I don't know if
the biggest
it was confirmed, but it's an expense.
Right.
It's an added
thing. It's taking the mill tax
money
away. Yeah.
Right. For 40 grand or whatever for doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the 53.
I mean, in general.
Might be the 53 missing.
I mean, in general, all the funding has been audited through the state auditor and our processes.
Yeah.
But to specifically narrow in on something with the millage, this millage, I don't think has ever been done by an outside auditor.
Yeah.
Or the audit committee.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. So, I think the concern of the committee is making a decision to spend $40,000 of taxpayer funds for that service.
Well, we couldn't really do it.
Yeah.
We'd have to recommend it to the board. But
you know, does that shorten the surplus? Does that, you know, the surplus into the fund balance and things like that? You know, that's a large.
Well, if we're not concerned,
cost.
We shouldn't pay. Yeah, we shouldn't.
And I'll do it for half.
No, I'll help you. I'll be your assistant.
It just seems that it's a very large expense where the referendum states that there's a citizens oversight committee, but taxpayers did not vote that there would be an audit included
right.
and their taxpayer dollars would be used toward those services. I don't think, you know, we don't know what the intent of the taxpayer was, so I don't want to make any assumptions, and we're still operating under the current past referendum. So spending that money, I don't feel
well,
that
I certainly wouldn't be supportive of that. And again, I don't see our, I mean, I certainly see an audit function in our activities, but I don't see our activities reaching the level that an audit would be. Okay, we're, you know, we're really looking at different things. So I think, and I mean, I think, I mean, to the point that the public is paying attention to our reports and whatnot, and voting in favor of continuing the millage, I think we are doing our job. So
I'm just showing the effectiveness of it. So
I have one more question, just from observations on the discussion about the discrepancy in the numbers for the first STEAM. Are we aligned on what we want for us to do our job well for next year? To get it from Ryan or from Kevin in terms of like, okay, when you have this data sets every quarter or whatever, we want these pieces of information, and everyone's aligned so we can just get like an automated report. We don't have to proactively think about what
that would
to
be
ask
nice.
For.
Yeah.
Just like this, like ahead, just
be
like
a lot easier.
Yeah. Make a request now that says, okay, from here on out.
May I suggest to the chair that you add that to your
recommendation.
Workshop recommendation so
we're
that the chair
be up there for 3 hours.
Because that way the board chair can then direct the superintendent
I'll bring in
and
lunch.
His staff to just say whenever the as soon as the board votes on whatever, you know, the budget amendments and whatever the process is.
Okay.
It's kind of an automatic thing.
Yeah.
Just send it out, yeah.
So we don't have to think about it.
Okay. Send automatically. Okay.
And then let the school board decide on whether that they want that, they want to agree to that recommendation.
Because we want to try to eliminate those discrepancies that we keep seeing.
Right. Yes. Because
you know you'll hear from us, right? Like,
right.
Right. If some of my colleagues were here, they'd probably say, well, you can't direct me to, you know,
oh, I
need
know.
That direction from the superintendent.
Ask
so if we just
Lord,
go this
ask
route.
This, that.
Right.
Yeah,
this
I know.
Is the right route.
Yeah, okay.
We're not
you're
stepping on toes.
To the board,
yeah.
The board will then recommend the superintendent, and hopefully we'll fulfill.
These are the recommendations that we would like to have supplied by the August meeting in order to start preparation of the 23-24
report. Yeah.
And after each quarter closes and the board votes on that quarter's financials,
right.
It's immediately sent to the CFOC chair.
You got it.
Yep.
And
it makes it a lot easier.
We just need to tell them exactly what it is we want
right.
to do our job.
And then we just put it in our calendars as staff that whatever that day is, it just reminder, send CFOC quarter one results.
Perfect.
Yep, okay.
Are there other processes or things that we can automate or set into some kind of like more formal cadence instead of leaving it to be ad hoc? I don't know. I'm just completely asking right now. Are there other areas while we're up there asking that we can improve and find efficiency? And it's great if the answer is no.
Well, I'm trying to think.
Well,
if we're asking
well,
already for 100%.
Some more committee members.
Right.
Well, yeah.
We've tried to advertise that, too, in the homepage.
We've got somebody that I sent that.
Yeah.
And HR data maybe would be... And again, the turnover rate has always been the thing for me, but it's your committee now, so.
Well, I remember when Mr. Kennedy was in the meeting and we had mentioned something and he brought it to the board and it was like it went over their head, the request. So, you know, we just need to get a response.
Okay. So I'm wondering, too, if we ought to type it up, too, before and send out
just,
to all
you know,
of
relative
them
to the charter, this is what we would like to see.
Right, so they got time to chew on.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's what
right,
I mean.
Relative to
the
charter, this is what we
but
would like
you
to see.
If you need to create a document that
right.
when I publish tomorrow, they will see, they will
right. then they
know
can,
this is what we're talking about.
Right,
this is
the direction.
This
yeah.
is the direction. And then when you come to the meeting, follow that.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
our,
I got you. Yeah,
right.
But at least
in here we're kind of all
up.
Over the place. But
they'll have a heads
there,
up.
You'll want to follow that, finish that discussion, then move to the next one, finish that discussion. Then you're going to close out that
question. You're going to close out that, and you're going to have the answer you need to go to letter B. And then you're going to talk about letter B. You're going to get a close out, and you're going to get an answer, and you're going to go to letter C.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that
definitely.
You are finished and you have your direction.
And we do it all in one day.
And you
and
do it.
Yes.
And you finish it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you got it on record.
And
we requested
and
it. Yeah.
Then it's also published to the public so that they know that
right.
that's what you're talking about. And when I do minutes, I have an outline that I'm
okay.
using.
Okay.
I think it's a simple sentence, like almost a bullet list, not a.
I
not
no, bullet lists
right.
are fantastic.
Not an extensive.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
narrative.
Bullet lists are fantastic.
Okay.
Just the mm-hmm. just the.
So you're going to talk about
following
this. If you have subheadings,
the, yep.
cool. If you don't, cool. That's fine.
You put your name at the bottom because you're the one that
I know,
recommended
unless you
it.
You want to write that up
you did
tonight?
It.
Yeah, sure. I don't know exactly
to...
what it is that we need from a data standpoint, but we should just be very clear about what
right,
it is.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. And now we get to elect a chair and a vice chair.
Raising
Tom.
The salaries this year, it went up to 50,000.
Yeah, the salary.
We're
going
to take it out of the mill money.
53, yeah.
Oh, 53?
Yeah.
I'm concerned about my schedule for next year, about some travel things and whatnot. I'm just,
I just don't think.
We do have that change day time at committee meeting and the administrative matter. Will that help contribute?
Too many trips to Europe, Tom.
Yeah.
Sorry to get in your way.
Catch you at the airport and bring you back.
Vacations.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, got to use the time I have.
I mean, is that something to that
change, we'll discuss it when we get
right.
there. But
so just,
it's
yeah.
it has to do with the administration of, like,
right.
multiple
but
meetings
just,
happening.
I don't
so,
know
yeah.
if that change can help accommodate Tom's
schedule. So, Tom, do you want to be
no.
chair?
No.
No.
Okay. Holly?
Holly, do you want to be vice chair?
I could do that.
Okay, so I make a motion to. Can we go ahead and do it backwards? Do vice chair first?
Can we do chair first?
No.
Okay, then.
No, we can't.
No. Just
no,
it.
We can. We can.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah. Okay.
No, we can. However, she needs it.
I got a great idea.
Oh, no.
What's your schedule?
I mean, I need a lot more information, I guess, but
I
work full-time, you know.
Well, the thing is it's only, I mean, this is extended because we're doing this, but if we get all, I mean, we've had some meetings that were 45 minutes long.
Well,
yeah,
not just
no,
the
I'm,
meeting,
I'm,
we meet with people on the board and all kinds of, it's, yeah.
I'm supportive of this being a, you know, normal contributor for the first year while I'm learning everything.
Well, I've been on the committee for 2 years. I've got another year left, so.
Yeah.
Oh, do I have that right? Oh, I do. Sorry. I was looking at, that's what's up here is the term.
So I think were you asking okay. if I want to be vice chair?
Vice chair.
No, I'm okay. I'll support Holly.
I appreciate that, Aaron. Susan, I mean, I think you've done a great job. I think you could continue as chair if you would want to serve in that capacity. You know, you're saying there's meetings with board members and other committee chairmen and things like that. So, like you said, those who work full time don't really have that.
Do you work
full time?
I do.
Okay. Well, I'm retired, so.
Congratulations.
44 years with the phone company.
Well, is it necessary for only the chair and the vice chair to have those meetings, or couldn't the chair
just
simply?
Just
the chair and the liaison.
Right. Your chair and liaison.
Just want
are the only ones who can meet with staff and others?
I'll volunteer for chair if you don't want it.
I mean,
unless you want to stay on.
Okay, we have a motion on the table for.
Oh, did we go back?
Apologize.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know if we went back.
I just
backwards.
Needed to.
Okay, I didn't
fix my writing. So the motion on the floor is for vice chair to be Holly Johnson, made by Chair Harrigan. Seconded by
Mike
has
Carman.
Not happened.
Eric.
Yeah.
Or Eric.
By Eric.
There you go.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I'm just making sure I spelled his name right.
Oh, five.
You did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Or we'll make your, we didn't, you know, your name tag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
You
need a name?
I mean, I don't mind. I guess I could. I guess I could do it one more time. I don't know.
Is there someone making a motion?
I'm nominating Susan Harrington for chair.
Second.
Okay.
Thanks.
Who's
Eric.
Second?
Eric.
Eric, spell that again.
No, I've got it written down.
Okay. I know. Okay.
I want to be difficult.
Do you want to take it from there?
Yeah, I don't mind. I mean, what's one more year?
Is that Eric with a K? Eric
Let's
with
see.
A C.
Scandinavian version, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good, I didn't make the Scandinavian joke before
oh, yeah,
I made the Polish
okay.
joke.
Well, I'm half
yeah.
Polish.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah.
I have to
take
yeah,
can
you
get
the vote.
Yeah.
I know, all those in favor?
I
yes,
am.
I have to say that. Great. Thanks.
But it pays $53,000, right? So.
Yeah, $53,000. Yeah. It's whatever
so,
you
say.
Oh, I'm
no, do we have, like,
what
new business? We didn't
oh,
have
we
new
did.
Business, but everybody
okay, we
trying
oh.
to get a new committee member and... questions on Q1, 2, and 3 before the next meeting?
Yes, if we can. Oh, look at you go. Go, Bill. We do need to change the date and the time of the meeting, so.
Let's take a look.
We,
yeah,
you
what
have
are,
options
what are the,
on the table,
yeah,
right?
What are the
There's,
options?
But you said, like, it doesn't have to be the first week. You said if it was the first week, it involves a time change
mm-hmm.
to the afternoons, I believe was
but
what?
The morning.
Morning.
If you
morning.
Want to keep, if you want
right.
to keep this day, it would have to be
in the morning.
In the morning, if you want to keep Kevin and myself, we have cabinet at the exact same time.
Okay.
Different rooms.
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursdays are not good for
right.
For us.
Could they be Tuesdays? I mean, what is the
yeah.
Tuesday
I mean,
afternoons?
One I, yeah, one idea
yeah.
could be, you know,
well,
you could
Tuesday we have school board meetings.
That's why
yeah,
I said
you
that.
Could mirror the school board meetings, meaning you know, Miss Spray
yeah,
has to be here for school board meetings, whether they're at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday or at 5 p.m. on a Tuesday. So what I'm saying is you could work off
Tuesday
of that
two.
Schedule. You could start at, yeah, like a 2 o'clock or something where then Miss Bray knows she has to be here and then, you know, or you see where I'm going with that. But
yeah.
in
She's
that way,
I'm just wondering if she wants
yeah.
to be here.
Well, so I know we've had,
yeah.
you know,
okay.
difficulty with the timing of our meetings with requests when the next time the board meets or approvals. So we want to kind of still be in a cadence where we can work and then have a presentation to the board. But I'm just, you know, like going off, I mean, I guess for 7 years, it's been Wednesdays. We're not locked into that day of the week. They could be Mondays. They could be Tuesdays.
The con to having them on certain days usually is board briefings and or board meetings and or summer schedules where we want the consistency to be whatever. We couldn't have it on Fridays because in the summer we don't
right.
have Friday.
No one wants Friday at all.
Nobody wants
no,
Friday. But
no one wants Friday.
I will argue for Mondays for me. Only I travel. I control a lot of my travel. I control it, but it's usually like midweek. So if
you're saying so like a Monday.
So Monday would be better for you?
It would
saying?
Be better for me most of the time, yeah. And again, if I have this is all scheduled, I can.
So Mondays are always board briefing days. So
okay,
twice,
so that's not a good day.
Or just
what
twice
times
a month.
Is that?
Twice a month.
So you could do the opposite.
Off days, yeah.
Opposite Mondays.
Right.
If it's
so
not
what Mondays are those?
No, I'm retired.
It just depends on when the board.
So August.
What time frame in the day?
It's the week before
I
the
travel.
Board.
I would be
so
gone.
For, no, I'm talking about.
I don't care.
So for example, August 12th and August 26th are available Mondays, and then if you pick one of those, then you all could play off the every other month from there, right? You could do.
No,
like,
it's
like would the second Monday of every month be open?
Yeah, or the fourth. Yeah, or the fourth Monday.
Except on
month.
Days where there's holidays and they move it.
Right.
Or
the first day of school.
Is that the
and
first day of school,
it.
August 12th?
It is.
I don't mind having.
Do they start on a Monday?
As the liaison.
Sometimes it's been a Tuesday.
Tuesday yeah.
It's always been. Last few years it's been a Tuesday.
Thursday,
it's a long 3-day weekend before they have to come back.
Yeah, it's just usually
right.
your briefings.
There,
in the
it's just that usually, one, that your briefings are in the afternoon, but two, when they have requests during the meeting, I'm getting
oh.
things.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I got you.
Mm-hmm. So
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
That's
so
days that I work
August,
on. I work on minutes because I have
you could
to be
do August
26th to be able to do the things.
which would be helpful with the data, because then later in August I could give you more data.
You have the fourth quarter data.
And then from there, you can then do, you know.
The last Monday of every October.
Yeah, then it would be October 28th, which would work fine.
Okay, wait a minute.
So what are we
saying, 2 o'clock?
And then December 23rd, we could be here for Christmas Eve.
I quit. I'm a party. Yeah.
But you're closed. Oh, no, because school is open then.
They're
the school
open?
Is done the 20th.
Yeah, so
we would have to do a different date. December would have to be the 16th or the 9th.
And hopefully you're doing a
46
too, perhaps.
Right.
So you could be
special
playing around with meetings to finalize our report.
You'll be in Macy's. No, that's Thanksgiving.
No, Macy's is Thanksgiving. I'll be in New York.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, we were there this year for my nephew.
Watch out for the illegals up there.
Oh, yeah.
The subway.
Right. Well, they got the National they got the National Guard out.
So what time on the 22nd? Are we going to stick with 2? Or what's good? I mean, you guys work.
What app this afternoon?
Hold on.
Were you looking
26, at? I mean.
What are August 26th at 2?
Monday.
Two, right? That's a Monday.
Yeah.
Because what Ms. Cox will do is she'll book this room.
Right.
On, you know, and
right, but I just don't know what time.
So does 2 work for people?
Yes.
3? 2?
2 is good.
I would defer to the working, to working
people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You
is it better at 3?
What's a better time for you two?
Earlier is better because the girls get out of school. So
yeah,
2 is...
Are you okay to pick them up, though? I mean,
No, we're fine. I mean, if we get the bus situation in a good place, we don't need to pick them up anymore. Sorry.
That's the next issue.
I had to throw that in. No, 2 o'clock. Like, earlier is better for me, just generally.
So the 26th at 2.
Yeah, 2 o'clock's good.
Okay.
And then October 28th at 2. Is that available? Do we want to set a December? That's obviously not during the break.
October
when did you
28th?
August
26th.
October
28th. August
26th.
I'm trying
to
look up
August
26th
and October 28th.
Do the
August
and then decide. I think that
creates
a little bit.
I don't know.
If you just set those three, then we can.
Three,
December.
Even December.
October what?
28th. So we can just set.
If we set them, we could always change them, but I just kind of want to get on the calendar. We don't want to get jammed into not having a space.
And remember, a new school board is guaranteed to be new in November.
Yes.
So it would be wise to just, once you do your December meetings, let's see.
2 new and then
what their meetings and times are.
Ms. Bray will be here, but who knows what happens.
December 9th or 16th?
We'll see what
9th is the reorg meeting. That's our.
So they already have
19th is reorg.
Is it the 19th?
Yeah.
That's the 19th. How come I have it on here? Oh, I got a different meeting for it's a reorg. That's why.
I have
idea.
It's
a whole different meeting. Reorg.
16?
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Tom, is any of this work?
What date are you
on? I'm sorry. All of those dates are good. The 16th is good for me too.
December.
Later December, I know I will be here.
I don't think anybody will.
You don't have any holidays.
What is December?
I mean, you could do both those days just to. Well, I mean, in case you need time for a report.
School's out the 20th on Friday.
We don't have anything, we don't have the workshops and the meetings scheduled in December yet. We have the reorg, we don't even set our meetings
that far ahead.
Let's just pick one and then if there's
a conflict,
Sydney
had something on the
9th,
right?
You said
time for
the 9th is like a Saturday, so.
The November 19th is
school. December.
Right.
November
19th is the reorg.
Okay.
And then
November
19th.
They're in
December.
So December 16th would be our first choice at 2. And then if something comes up that with your scheduling on the new board, then we could always
16th at 2.
Shift based on that.
So
I might
be more.
Yeah. So we got 3.
Yep, we got 3.
So
that's
good.
A start.
At least we're on the calendar and can revise.
What was the middle one?
October 28th.
October 28th.
Thank you.
August 26th, October 28th, and December 16th.
2 p.m.
Amazing.
And 2:15.
Pretty good.
So we're gonna have comments.
If you want to, yeah. Does anybody have any comments?
Eric, you got any comments, brother?
Any comments? You.
No, I look forward to working with you all, and thank you for voting for me to get on the board, Cindy. And
she's doing it.
Yeah, this is exciting. So,
you get a 3-year term?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
yeah,
of course. 3-year term.
Definitely.
When Reverend Golden finally said my term, he said I was a lifetime appointment. So, I said, I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah, no, thank you very much, though. Nice to meet you all.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
Okay, Holly, I'm handing you the torch from VP.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's put my crown on.
One thing I would like to discuss is attendance because of the quorum. So I know we're getting another member coming.
Well, we hope we get to interview him.
Okay, so
we want it to be 3 total out of the meetings or 3 consecutive? So I think 3 consecutive almost leads where you can do every other and still be here, but that doesn't help the quorum or the
right.
report.
Plus,
that kind of follows the same mentality of other.
So the charter
is 3 consecutive.
It does say that, but it also says committee members may be removed from the committee by the school board for any of the following reasons: resignation, lack of attendance, missing 3 consecutive meetings without communications with the committee chair, or for repetitive failure to adhere to the required responsibilities or standard of conduct of a committee member, which isn't spelled out specifically, which, you know, that is based on the committee's decision of what is being a helpful or useful committee member.
Was she trying to figure out how many 3 consecutive?
No, I'm saying we only have 6 meetings, so 3 consecutive. I almost feel like 3 total is half the meeting. So allowing a committee member to miss, you'd only dismiss it once you miss half.
Yeah, it's like,
do we want to have a charter resolution that any 3? Membership will be evaluated, maybe not a strong, stringent dismissed, but 3 total, because 3 consecutive, it's really hard to
I do believe the school board has to remove, a vote to remove a member.
Right.
Yes.
So it could be, it could be, to your point, a referral to the school board for consideration of the tardiness.
Or, once you miss more than 50% of meetings, a referral
referred to the board for consideration of your membership.
Make a recommendation
referred
to the
school board.
Well, we're going to be making a recommendation.
Right.
And you could add that into your recommendation that you're going to make on everything else.
Only because we had such a time-sensitive issue in the month where we almost couldn't hold our meeting, which was going to affect us being able to draft a report.
Right.
So I don't ever want to be in that situation.
Put you behind, definitely.
Going forward, or like we said, rescheduling a meeting or doing a special meeting and then other members not being able to come. So
I have a random question. So I know that there's sunshine law. We can't talk at all outside these meetings, but so how do we exchange information with each other? If things come into our head, we have questions. How does it all
goes to Holly?
So you go to you, and then you shoot out to all of us.
No, I shoot it out to whoever it needs to be disseminated to.
Right, so it's just
so like whoever
in the
county.
All.
Yep.
Don't reply all.
No.
Ever.
Okay. So if I let's say you have more things that you thought of that we could ask to automate or just make a process for, you would give it to Ms. Cox.
And she would email all of you to say the board chair would like to have
you
look
have
at these
ideas,
questions.
You
or
send it. Say, can you send these to Susan, and then I'll
turn
around and send them back out.
I have an idea for
She'll
send me the agenda for the next meeting. If you want have an idea of something to put on the agenda, I'll shoot her an email and say, hey, Eric would like to put such and such on the agenda. And as a chair, it's her prerogative to put or not put on an agenda, but then at the very end we have comments by committee members where you can always, it's kind of round table where you're allowed to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Uh-huh.
So there's that. What I did notice that as a committee needs to be a little bit better, it wasn't so bad today, but following our agenda in the order in which it is presented or given, published. Sometimes we're...
It's called Robert's Rules of Order.
Yeah, we have...
Understood.
Working on
that. Understood. Okay.
We're working on that.
So
the last meeting we had, I listened to the audio.
It was fun, wasn't it?
I couldn't hear because everybody was trying to talk over everybody. It's better when we have back and forth. We're not a lot of side conversations. That was one thing else that I wanted to bring up, you know, because everybody's got something to add. You know, we may not all talk like, you know, because you get more information, what you're doing, but we've got all got input we can put in. So
sure.
Like the Bible says, there's safety in the multitude of counselors, and that's why we're here.
We have the committee, and then any outside comments need to be addressed to the chair.
Right.
Can they speak, you know, or addressed? We can't.
Because I remember.
There's a lot of feedback on there because there's too many conversations happening at once.
Because I know when it first came on, used to be you raised your hand to speak, and I'm just sharing my opinion for what it's worth, that sometimes somebody can talk and try to over-talk somebody, and I've seen it happen. We've all seen it happen, and it's very, I don't know what you want to call it, but we need to just follow and keep Robert in the room.
And that is
Ms. Harrigan.
Yes. No, I agree. Totally.
And because I know you had to leave the last meeting, and it was kind of, you know.
Too chaotic.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So.
Anyway.
Chair.
Can you finish?
Chair and Vice Chair. Mm-hmm. We can work on that.
Can I make a motion that we end the meeting?
Yep. We've got everything done. I think we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
We're
out.
Thank you.
Oh, I have this stuff.
I'm going to talk to Mr.